This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community, and today we welcome back our good friend Colleen Middlebrooks. She is the Director of Community Relations with the Scott Center, and you guys are celebrating a birthday.
We really are excited because we have been around for 5 years,
wow.
And we're going to have an event on October 4th to celebrate just that. In the past, we've always had an open house in the fall so people could get a tour and come out and meet some of our staff, but this year we're going to take it up a notch. We are going to not only have tours and crafts and bounce houses and things like that, but we're going to give parents an opportunity to spend some time with our staff and experts in the field and do some pre-screenings for parental concerns. We're going to be letting parents talk to experts to discuss concerns they might have with their children or even themselves, even screenings for childhood depression, adult depression, ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, feeding issues, behavioral concerns, pretty much anything and everything. And it's your opportunity as a parent to do this at no cost to you. So all you have to do is come out to the event on October 4th between 10 and 2 p.m. at the Scott Center for Autism Treatment.
And it is free and open to the public.
Yes, it is. And there'll also be food and music and kid-friendly activities.
Are these spectrum disorders, are they hard to diagnose?
Sometimes they can be if children are very high on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Some things don't present themselves as clearly. And so I truly believe that the Scott Center has some of the best people in the field to diagnose autism. I really urge people to come out and meet these experts, tell them that your concerns, spend some time with them while your children are having fun in the bounce house and doing crafts and talk through concerns you have going on in your home.
In addition to diagnosis, what other services does the Scott Center offer?
The Scott Center, we liken ourselves to maybe a one-stop shop, or we're trying to be that. Not only can you get diagnostics for autism, you can receive services for social skills, behavior problems, feeding disorders, also mood and behavioral concerns that need counseling. We do assessment for ADHD, gifted, post-traumatic stress, marriage counseling, and we also provide OT and speech to current clients on a limited basis, but we do have that as well. So parents are able to do a lot under one roof.
Okay. And you often have times when the parents can actually get together and express their concerns and commiserate. And
yes, Scott Center has a monthly parent support group that we encourage people to come out to. And we also do free workshops once a month. And we do community trainings as well. We go to pediatricians' offices. We talk with teachers, train teachers, other nonprofits. We want to educate the community. So we're trying to be a lot of things. And I feel like in 5 years, we have achieved a lot and we have a lot more to do.
Wow. So once again, this is the 5th anniversary of the Scott Center. It happens on Saturday, October 4th. From 10 to 2, it's free and open to the public. It's very family-friendly. Crafts, food, bounce house, and free diagnostic evaluations are available.
Yeah, pre-screenings for different concerns parents may have, and we encourage the whole community to come out and see what we've done in 5 years' time.
Okay. If someone wanted more information, how could they find out more?
They can visit our website, thescottcenter.org, or please feel free to call 321-674-8106, and any of the staff at the Scott Center can answer your questions about the open house.
Okay, so mark your calendars, October 4th. We'll see you then. Thanks, Colleen.
Thanks so much.